We've said, let the teachings unite us and guide our acts. And our house has advanced in Prince. We know that the state is the hate, that its goal is global, that there are no freedom-sown divisions between us, only those of hate, that scarcity is a con, and that in infinite love we are one. Can this conscious acquisition be lost? Does it wear off? I think not. How does the Apostle Paul know who feigns and who is fiercely true to only love must rule us? Perhaps each one of us must look within our hearts and examine them as test cases. When I look within mine, it seems unquestionable that this is true, that what Paul is saying is so. Choosing consciously, in Prince's sense, to align with love, life, and freedom over hate, death, and the state does not wear off. And by what we know of the prophets, and no doubt you know much more than I do, feeling the presence of a Holy Spirit is even more profoundly affecting and leads necessarily under class to even further clarifying persecution. Once you are identified for such by agent infiltrators. The biblical evidence that the power beside it of Jesus' day used agents is clear. The kings of ancient Palestine, a bunch of Herods, who were part of the Roman Empire, quote, in biblical times, Palestine comprised the kingdoms of Israel and Judah. The land was controlled at various times by the Egyptian, Assyrian, Persian, and Roman empires, unquote, from the dictionary, relied heavily on the strategy of infiltration to gain by stealth information on potential threats. Sound familiar? So, let's review some historical context for Paul's beating this drum on hanging on to your hard-won love. Quoting, again, the dictionary, Herod the Great lived from 74 to 4 B.C. According to the New Testament, Jesus was born during his reign, and he ordered the massacre of the innocents. Herod Antipas, son of Herod the Great. He was the governor in the Roman Empire of Galilee and Perea from 4 B.C. to 40 A.D. He married Herodias and was responsible for the beheading of John the Baptist, the Jewish preacher and prophet, a contemporary of Jesus. In A.D. 27, he preached and baptized on the banks of the Jordan River. Among those whom he baptized was Jesus Christ. He was beheaded by Herod Antipas after denouncing the latter's marriage to Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. According to the New Testament, Pilate sent Jesus to be questioned by him, Herod Antipas, before the crucifixion. Herod Agrippa, who's the grandson of Herod the Great, was king of Judea from 41 to 44 A.D. He imprisoned St. Peter and put St. James to death. And then we come to Herod Agrippa the Second, son of Herod Agrippa the First, who was king of various territories in northern Palestine. He presided over the trial of St. Paul, and as we know, St. Paul was also murdered. In order to get free, we have to analyze the problem of our containment accurately. We've seen that fix the state is a failed strategy, as the state exists to contain us and so cannot be fixed, in the sense of serving our goal of getting big, growing our gifts, and helping each other globally without leaders in the absence of coercion, i.e. our goal of freedom, of establishing and ensuring the rule of love. Jesus and Paul analyzed the problem accurately, but the state fights back, kept refining its strategies of keeping us divided and our thought conditioned generation after generation.